Sura Girebo.
Back up just a few moments to get what we had this morning.
Punto che l'abbiamo tolto, quello che ho cercato di essere usenni.
To kind of refresh our mind. We find out that on the day of Pentecost, that the gospel was to
Israel.
And the day of Pentecost, the Jews came from all over into
Jerusalem.
And the Lord gave the promise that He would send the Holy Ghost
among
them. And we find out that it was only Jews
then, with
the exception of a few proselytes, which were Gentiles that come under Jewish
covenant.
And the gospel was to Israel for the first few years after
Pentecost.
And they went everywhere preaching the gospel, and they were scattered abroad. But only to the Jews.
Amen.
I will read that in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts. And we're going to find out here that it was several years down the road.
Three to 5 years
before the gospel ever went to the Gentiles. But after Stephen was stoned to death, that was in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts. The disciples were scattered everywhere. Except the apostles. They stayed in the Jerusalem. And as they began to spread out to preach the gospel, they went only to the places where there was a Jewish
covenant.
And they did not believe that the Gentiles could be saved. So we find here in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, on verse 19, and I'll get the bottom part. Well, let me just get the whole thing here. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen travail as far as Phinehas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only.
Amen.
Amen.
Voi vabbiamo eseguito e voi se campo da dipenso, non campo pense qua, e campo da, a campo da ricas a Stefani, ma mi dice, le sa di qua, si è detto, ma che ne da, ma ne può si campo, ma se ne ha di finisi a busi, Cyprus, a guanci occhi, come abbiamo campo da, i tri, per le guglie che avevo, i guglie vanno, per le guglie vanno, per le guglie
vanno. Now you might want to underline the bottom part of that scripture, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews
only.
This was about 41 AD. Pentecost was 33.
Pentecost was 33.
So we're getting on down the road in time. And still the gospel is only being preached to the Jews.
Amen.
But we found out this morning, there's going to be a blessing for the Gentiles the same as for Israel.
Amen. nobody but Israel.
Because God spoke to Peter when he was on the housetop praying and told him to go down to
Kadesh.
And I want to read that in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. And if you would permit me here, I'll read several scriptures in order to get the story that you'll get it clear in your
mind.
I'll read the scripture, the complete scripture, and I'll pause and my brother will read it. So that we'll get it as we
go.
Now we're still on the same thought we were this morning. But wasn't it beautiful how the scripture opened up, showing the day of Pentecost was for
Israel.
It was a Jewish feast, Pentecost.
Amen.
And Jews were gathered in all around. And God used the opportunity to pour the Holy Ghost out and to give witness. The ones that spoke in other tongues, all nations heard them. Whatever nation was
that,
one of those that was speaking in other tongues was prophesying to that nation or that people. And they understood exactly what was being said.
An
unknown tongue
was.
And so the Jews had the gospel. They were God's covenant people. And up on the opening of the fifth seal, Brother Brown made known to us that the Jews was a brethren. So when we're speaking of Christ as brethren, we're speaking of the Jews.
Amen.
Amen. But now among us, we're brothers and sisters. And when God looks down upon us all, Jews and Gentiles, we're the children of God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Do you understand? Alright.
Okay.
Now here, we're going to read about how we had a Pentecost. And I use the word Pentecost to connect with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we could call it the Pentecost of Blessing or the Cadiz House. Because it was in Cadiz's house when the Holy Ghost first came to the
Gentiles.
Peter had the keys of the kingdom. Jesus gave him the key. He opened it for the Jews on the day of Pentecost. So God used him to go to Cornelius' house to open the door for the
Gentiles.
So we'll pick it up by reading here in Acts chapter 10. It says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. A devout man and one that feared God with all his heart, which gave much alms unto the people and prayed to God always.
wali muntu simuku twe muntu echi uyo waliyo waleza anganda yako yonse wakati kupa inukubasho kubantu alimu wali kupeda kulire za yonse.
He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius, when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine eyes will come up for a memorial before God.
Eno nagalanga wakabwe na chilengano muhola ya musanu abune mbuzwa mungere waleza naga mkula kulingwe kamba kuti Cornelius eno nagalanga wakayo wakamba kuti chinzi omwami anyuma kamba kulingwe imipairo yako ya aluka shura kwe ziyako ona ambulitu imalusho unemboli aleta.
And here's what the angel said, and now send to unto Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter.
Eno waka ambaguti otuma bantu ku Joppa ayumu gaite imunfute kwa Simoni ura zinari amawishi ba Peter.
He lodges with one Simon the tanner whose house is by the sea. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do.
Iwakakaila Simoni oyo ula nganda yaka kumba limba la Luisi. Mukamwambile chayete kuti achite. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Alright, here's the angel giving instruction. God's going to send the gospel to the Gentiles. Amen. This is the way God moved in the early church. Verse 7. And when the angel spake unto Cornelius, and when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them and waited on them constantly. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to
Joppa. Ponya wakaita ibanganda yakwe ababereshi asikanuma mba wakwe oyo imubotu yonse wali kukatiriza kumirawo yakwe tonse chinji.
Amen.
Amen.
Alright, now I want you to watch. Cornelius explained to the demon why it happened.
Cornelius wakapandula echakachitika kubanganda yakwe ayi.
He sent him to Joppa.
Ponya wakabatuma okuya ku Joppa.
And then we'll continue here. Read more in the Word of God. Verse 9, it says, On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the 6th hour.
Eno niba kasika munsi munsi akudoropo Petro wakaika atanatyanganda kuyopaira muola ya chisambo mwe.
And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Or this.
Ponya wakafa nzara wakerete kuti alie but nekubabowo nibakali vambira walo wakawidza amanera.
Verse 11 it said and saw the heavens open and a certain vessel descending unto him, and it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth.
Eno ijuru yakajuka ponya kwakazwa chimwe chimankanjisi tulizo mulinguwe chakali inanga chisikachipati ichilukidwe ama chachisi ziopo zionee chakabola ansi
Wherein were all manners of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and the fowls of the air, and there came a voice unto him, Arise, Peter, kill and eat.
Mwakari wanya, ibanyama, ibasiene siene, ibansumba zione, ibansi, abanyama bamusokwe, azikwa kwalika ansi, Abayuni ibamuchulu. Ponya wakazwa ijwi, iliyama kutinyamfuka Petro, jaya uye.
What Peter talked back to the Lord then.
Eno Petro wabu ilakumami lino.
But Peter said, not so Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.
Petro wabu ilakumami. Pepe umami.
And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God has cleansed, that call
that not common name.
This was done three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven.
Hallelujah.
See what God
is doing here?
All these animals that was unclean to eat for
Jews.
God told Peter, showed a vision and showed all these animals and said, Rise, kill and eat.
Amen.
But Peter said, Lord, not so. Nothing common or unclean has ever come into my mouth. And God said, What God has cleansed, call that not common or unclean. Because the Jews thought the Gentiles was unclean. And remember here the scripture we read first that they went everywhere preaching the gospel only to the Jews. To the Jews, the Gentiles was unclean, they were dogs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God's going to get a bride out of the
Gentiles.
So God had to do all this to convince Peter he needed to go to
Joppa.
Sometimes we get ideas in our head, you know. We think things in a certain way. And sometimes it takes God giving visions and dealing with us to change our
minds.
Now this is several years down the road. When I say several years down the road, I'm talking about from the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
And the gospel has not went to Israel as yet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But what we're watching here, God is moving by His Spirit to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
Amen.
It's been commonly thought that the bride started on the day of Pentecost. But the gospel weren't even going to the Gentiles on the day of
Pentecost.
It was several years from then before the gospel went to the Gentiles. So the Slide didn't start on the day of Pentecost. The Gentile church didn't start on the day of Pentecost. But the good thing about it is God gave us the same thing He gave them at
Pentecost.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God connected us to that covenant. But first he had to take out the Jews, the people who live and reign with him, to rule with him in the millennium to Jerusalem, Israel. We found out this morning that the 12 apostles, they were to sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel. That's in the 19th chapter of the book of Matthew, if you're keeping notes. Book of Matthew. When Peter asked the Lord, "What shall we have therefore? We have left all to follow you." He said, in the regeneration of millennium, you'll sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of
Israel.
So God took out the people of
Israel,
sufficient number to live and reign with him in the millennium.
Amen.
To judge and rule in the Israel. And then the gospel went to all nations. Amen. The bride is to be a people of all nations, kindreds, and
tongues.
And God deals with Israel as a nation. But He deals with us as individuals. Amen. We're the bride.
Amen.
And this morning, I know it's struck a good note with you. When I said there's a lot of difference in the brother and the bride.
Amen.
To the Jews, Jesus is their elder brother.
Yes.
But to us, He's our bride. Because the gospel hadn't went to the Gentiles as yet. Even though it's been with the Jews for several years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. So let's read this a little more. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We got to the place where Peter didn't want to rise and kill and eat. He said nothing. Come on, please,
come to my mouth.
It took God 3 times. In his mind and heart, he was really set on that Jewish wife. He thought we didn't have a chance, but God chose. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people, they think the bride of Christ don't have a chance. A lot of people have followed the prophet in the church age. They think we're a little beat down, don't know what we're doing or where we're going. Hallelujah. I got news for them. There's a new move of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get in Revelation chapter 10, when you get down through Verse 7, that's the last verse that deals with the church age.
Amen.
It's all it is.
Amen.
It means the sevens. Amen.
Amen.
But then there's a new day for the bride.
Amen.
The Lord comes down and gives John the little book.
Amen.
Give him a lie to eat.
Amen.
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 I said there's another message going forward.
Amen.
After the church age is over. And there's a lot of people exactly like Peter was.
Amen. Amen.
They're so hard-headed. They think they're the only one knowing
things.
God's got some revelation He's given to the bride now. What you're receiving now is that revelation. Amen. The seven church age don't take the rapture. He's called out. The bride's called out. We're living in the time period of the seven church age, but we've been called out.
Amen.
Jesus said, come out of her mouth. Some people, they say, if the prophet didn't say it, I don't want it. I'm talking about those that followed the prophet messenger for this age. Amen. But God has opened a new bottle of wine. I'm talking about spiritual wine.
Revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Years ago, I used to try to take this bride message a little further. But the devil would throw a log in the road every time I tried to go.
Amen.
That log was that he finished all the mysteries of God. That he'd run around and finish all the mysteries. And that we couldn't go nowhere else in the world. And they would quote a scripture and quote it wrong, and I listened. They would say, when that seventh angel sang, all the mysteries of the Bible will be finished. Then I went on a 40-day fast. I closed myself up in the room. Just taking water for 40 days and nights. Because I could see in the Word of God where God's going to use the fivefold ministry for the perfection of the
saints.
But the people that follow the message would say, the prophet finished all the mysteries of the Bible, there's nothing else to preach. And the word don't come to nobody but a prophet, they say. And they said, God only had one man on the scene at a time. But I read in the Bible. There were three prophets on the scene at the same time. There were Judas, Silas, and Agabus, all on the scene at the same time.
Jesus, Silas, Agabus.
Amen. Amen. They were on the scene at the same time. Then there was 12 apostles to Israel. Then there was Paul, Barnabas, and those men. Bringing that word.
Amen.
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 There was through the seven church ages, which represent the church in its fallen state. God used one messenger for each age. Brother Brown was that last messenger, that seventh church age. But he called us out of that church age. And I was praying and seeking God for 40 days and nights. And there came a voice into the room. And that voice said he was an Old Testament type prophet. And when he said he was an Old Testament type prophet, it began to make sense.
Amen.
You see how God spoke to Peter here. And it made sense when Peter finally saw what was going on. See, in the Old Testament, the word came to the prophet. And in the Old Testament, God usually had just one prophet on the scene at one
time.
And the word came to that prophet. So Brother Brown came with the spirit of Elijah on him, an Old Testament type prophet.
Amen.
And God used that spirit in the way he did in the Old Testament. And Brother Brown would say to identify his office, say the word don't come to nobody but the prophet.
Amen.
Now, if I preach that now, I'll be preaching something outside of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has moved us up a step.
Yeah.
Look here, after Peter went to the Gentiles a year earlier, he'd been out of step with God. Because God had no control. See, God hadn't opened the door to the Gentiles yet.
Amen.
Had Peter and the other apostles went to the Gentiles, they would have been absolutely breaking the word of God. Watch this. In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus called his disciples unto them. And he told them to go forth and preach the gospel. The first few verses of Matthew 10.
Amen.
He told them, says, go not in the ways of the Gentiles. Go not to the
Samaritans.
He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So had Peter went to the Gentiles a year earlier, he would have been breaking the word of God. Because God wanted to bring this thing into another cycle. He intended to bring it to the Gentiles. But only after he got out of the Jews, the people who ruled with him in the millennium.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. How many sees it now?
Amen.
So they went everywhere preaching the gospel to none but to the Jews only.
Amen.
And they were perfectly in the will of God. But after Acts chapter 10, If Peter would have continued to say the Gentiles can't have the gospel, he'd be out of sync with the word. The same thing after God took the prophet off the scene. If we keep preaching the word, don't come to nobody but a prophet, we're preaching a lie. Because God has moved on. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God really had to work hard with Peter. You know, I like to see people God work hard with. Because if people will just fall for anything or accept anything, somebody else can change them over the other way. Amen. It took three visions to move Peter. It took the voice of the Lord coming down and speaking directly to him. Peter still didn't know what was going to happen that day. But he said, "Lies go to these men, doubting nothing." Was standing there when the Lord said, "Don't go to the Gentiles." But go home into
Israel.
But we're a few years after Pentecost now. God done fulfill that part of the word. He's getting ready to open another door. God is opening another door for the Gentile bride. Amen. I hear the sound of the bonds of rain. I'll tell you, there's still some wine in the wine bottle. I'm talking spiritual wine here. Glory to God, there's still enough in there to give us some stimulation and revelation. Amen. I'm drinking out of a brand new bottle of wine. I told you, get more kicks, you're taking the mules.
Amen.
God said, don't go to Samaritan. But go only to the lost Jewish
house.
He already fulfilled that part of the work.
Yeah.
That's where we got to recognize, we got to be in tune with God to know the scripture that God's already fulfilled.
Amen.
At one time, it was the word of God that God's going to send a flood and destroy the world. Noah preached that message for 120 years. But if I preach that same message, it's no good. God's going to deliver you out of Egypt. And it was exactly the word of God, and it was exactly true. But we find when Joshua comes to Moses' place, Moses done delivering out of Egypt. Joshua said, we got to go over in Canaan land, possess the land.
Hallelujah.
We recognize the seven church ages over. We recognize the seven church age messengers. We recognize that's already fulfilled. We recognize that God's got a new move and had a fivefold
ministry.
We recognize that God sent seven church age messengers. But we recognize that's already fulfilled. We gotta go home from here.
Amen.
So see, God had to shake Peter up real good.
Yes.
Begin to realize there's another step to this thing.
Amen.
Now God's gonna include the Gentiles.
Okay.
Let's read some more, brother, before I accept to death.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Notice now we'll start in verse 17. Alright, it says here. Now while Peter doubted in himself what the vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cnidus had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate.
Iba katumwa kuzabuli Cornelius. Baba zabu kuzabuzia mfunga bachana kimuliango wa Simeon. Kama Simeon wakaribu kukuya kumuliango wa nganda ya kwe.
Alright, it says, they stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was
lodged there.
While Peter saw on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek
thee. Amen.
Brother Kenneth, you see how God did with Peter?
Amen.
But he had to lead him step by step. Because God was doing a new thing. And he's doing a new thing in this day. Hallelujah. Amen. Now what did we read further here? And the Lord spoke, the Spirit said, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent him. I'll tell you,
I don't know.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, who knew what? Every step he knew what he was doing.
I tell you, God's
got some people who know what to do.
Hallelujah.
Even though we're walking in new truth, God's leading every step of the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Peter went not down. And Peter knew that God had sent him because God just spoke and said, I've sent
him.
So therefore he could go in confidence. He didn't know what was going to happen. But he knew whatever happened. This is the word of God. Amen. Watch as we read further then. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cadiz and said, Behold, I am whom you seek. What is the cause wherefore you come from? You're coming.
Onya Peter wagainka abantu abobaga chumwa kutoka Cornelius abamba kuti ndabola genge ngomulanga ula eno ndasiya kuti mundipambide icho chomabola kuli ndimene.
And they said unto Cornelius, the centurion, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feared God and a good of good report among the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee unto his house and to hear words of thee.
Amen.
Bagawira kuri Petro abamba kuti twazwa kumwami wote kwa Cornelius uleme kwa alimkuyo waleza which is ungo ni wotu munyika yonse ya Bajuda.
Amen. Praise God.
Was still called.
Amen. Amen. God is fixing to include another part to his family. That Gentiles is you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is only for the Jews?
God.
Amen. Go ahead. And they had a clear-cut command from the Lord to go only to the Jews. Go not to the Gentiles. Don't even go to the Samaritans. It was until God got his number out of the Jews.
Amen.
Then he was going to turn another page. Because he wanted to get a bride for his son. Amen. He had the 12 brothers. I'm talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's 12 sons. Joseph already had his brother. Now he wants to get a bride. Amen. 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 So he went down to Egypt. God gave him a Gentile bride. Jesus already got his brethren out among the Jews. But he wanted a bride.
Amen.
He wants a bride. See? He loves his brother. He fights with his brother. And he fellowships with his brother. But he wanted a bride. Someone to come home with his bone flesh.
Amen.
Amen. So why God turn another page here? Now, before I read the next, I'm going to say this. Now, this is several years after Pentecost. And only the Jews has been brought in thus far. God wanted to include the Gentiles. So here it's fixed to start a new little plant growing. The Jewish plant done grow up into a big tree. They wanted to plant another tree. This is called the bride tree. Talks about the bride tree, and she brings forth her fruit.
Amen.
Paul told us what some of the fruits of the Spirit was in Galatians chapter 5. Meekness and gentleness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, here Peter's convinced. Now he needs to go to Peter, go to Cornelius now. Verse 23. It says, then called he them in, and lodged them, that's the men that came to Peter. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied
him.
Now, Peter, he is going to make a historical journey. Peter had traveled much. But this was going to be one of the most important journeys he's ever made in his life. That's what God told him every step of the way what to do. There couldn't be any mistake about this. Because God had already told them don't go to the Gentiles. But another age has started.
Amen.
Amen. We find Romans 11 and 25 that God was going to cut off the Jews and graft the
Gentiles.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let's read a little more. Verse 24, and the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and dear friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped
him.
Peter was a man of God, wasn't he? But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself am a man.
Amen.
Amen. That's what a man of God is like.
Amen.
Verse 26.
Pele Peter, wabamuweza, wamunyamfura, wamba kuti, mebo andue, wose kulibantu biyo.
And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unclean thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come in unto another nation, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Bere muri mbozi kare kuti tatiri mumurawo kuri ndiswe muri vamajuda ikuri swanganyantomwe avana masi pereza wandirayira kuti ndichai timu
God works his way up to a Pentecost of blessed for the Gentiles.
が増えてます。
エメン。エメン。
アイメン。
Let's be the Lord.
あそこでありもやそんと。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, boy. Therefore, I come unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask, therefore, for what purpose, what intent have you sent me?
Awo ndabola, ndabola kuindwe, kata kwe ijisipukusokana, mubonya ulimbo wakachuma, ndabuzi ya lino, ija kusidia, ezo choa ni itilo kuno.
And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing.
Ponya mwole ya msanu amune wakabola imwalumu umwe mwende yangu wakajisimasani atubisi ya loko.
And hear what the angel said, verse 31, and said, Cornelius, thy prayers is heard, and thine arms are held in remembrance in the sight of God.
Ponya ijuleza ya kama kulindimi, Corneliusi, imipailo yako ya huiwa, alimu alupa surako, luwae balonse mbusu waleza.
Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the sea, who when he cometh, he shall speak unto thee.
Amen.
Now, sometimes they preach and preaching, people ready for it.
Nchoveni, ndabona kutileza, kaleme giba nitupe.
But in every nation, he that fears him and works his righteousness is accepted with him.
Pele, ufumba mungisi, ufumba wangu yoma leza, avula mi wakwe, leza uliba changuji.
Oh,
can you imagine how good that sounds in the midst of it?
Kama yungwa miyo kufuwa shuwa jire, mbulimbo ni amu ya
wakwa. That was music to their ears. Hallelujah. Amen. That started your heart rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Can you realize my prayers have been answered?
God. Nakachale legete. kutapatikane lubeta ilufambana kulibawo ibafide.
To him gave all the prophets witnesses, and through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of their sins. Now you watch here as Peter began to preach. He began to preach about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. He began to preach about the remission of sin. That's all he knew to preach. The gospel was in
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this morning we found out what happened on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came. But it was only for the Jews.
Amen.
But what's the Pentecost for the Gentiles? Or the community house experience for the
Gentiles?
This is several years after the day of
Pentecost.
It has never went to the Gentiles yet. He had his brethren, but not his bride. But the Bible says he called out the people of the Gentiles for his name's
right.
Now watch as we finish this chapter up. It's getting late. Amen.
Amen.
While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. Hallelujah. You talk about historical events.
That's
one of the greatest historical events that ever took place. Hallelujah. Here comes the gospel to the Jews.
Hallelujah.
It's no longer just to the Jews. But now whosoever will let him come.
Amen.
While he spake the word of the Holy Ghost.
Spell.
And they of the circumcision, which were Jews, which believed, were astonished. I won't stop on that word astonished. Go ahead.
Happy New Year. It's in the.
Amen.
Ababo wose ibagatisi ibuparwa ibagashomo baganyonga
enanti
wembo bagamwete a petro
abawuti
vamasi abalo vatangula muya usalala.
Oh hallelujah.
Amen.
Now watch, all of those Jews were astonished.
Why
were they astonished? A great historical event had taken place. Now, if the Gentiles had gone to their Pentecost, they wouldn't have been astonished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was something they never saw before. This was something they didn't believe could happen. When the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles, all the Jews that were astonished. My God, this can't be true. You know? But it is true. Amen. God. This service tonight, but I tell you, it's working.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Notice how I read the whole verse now.
I'm like a bunch of men.
And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
I will once say, Baba, you see,
do you several years. Many years down the road. And I'll tell you, God's been putting the people today. Then answered Peter. Notice now, on their Pentecost, they spoke with tongues. But the people heard and understood. There was nations gathered together. They understood perfectly what was
said.
Here God wanted to convince Peter and the others further. So when the Holy Ghost fell, they began to speak in tongues too.
Ooh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now finish the chapter. Here's what Peter said, verse 47. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?
Oh,
hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. According to the historical denom, this is about 41
AD.
Watch what Peter done, verse 48. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed, he prayed the church several days. Amen. Now notice on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:38. How did Peter tell the Jews to be baptized?
Amen.
Amen. Peter said to Peter, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here, when the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Now, you pick up Paul's revelation in Galatians. Or in the book of Ephesians 2:3, For God made us Gentiles part of the household of God. He joined us to it right here to join us. We were connected. We were that branch that was drafted in. Romans 11 chapter. And once we were grafted in and began to grow, the original branch was broken off. The Gentile branch began to grow.
Hallelujah.
And when God get a ride out of the Gentile, he's going to rapture away. He said that natural branch can be grafted in again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After you take out the Gentile, the people for his name's sake to be the bride. Amen. How many say now the two Pentecosts?
Amen.
Now I use the word Pentecost for the second one to identify what I'm talking about. Now, God has moved the church. another step. It lets you know. Amen. That God can move us on. Amen. By His Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So when there stood a man in this house saying the word don't come to nobody but the prophet. I'm here to tell you there's another step. Hallelujah, because Ephesians 4 said He perfects the mind. Amen. First apostle, second apostle, amen. Here's the men of God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I believe He has apostolic leadership in this house.
Amen.
Amen. The leaders over.
Amen.
There's a way to cross over.
Amen.
It's Canaan Valley.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The walls of Babylon has failed.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. If my 15 minutes up, I'm going to stop. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't want to get on over. Amen. Amen. How many feel like you've been to school?
I'm going to take the one.